Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Come and ask your questions, share your concerns, experiencing life on 657 AM.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Intimate Moments with me, Amanda Makabuka. If you have just joined us, there's a lot that we have spoken about. You can always go to our site, radiopulpit.co.za, and listen to our podcast there. Search the dates, search what you want to hear, which episode you want to listen to. There's a lot we have talked about today, but you are not late. There's still more that we're still going to talk about. It's a very an enjoyable topic, and I'm enjoying it so much tonight on Intimate Moments. We're speaking about love languages. Now let us look at common mistakes couples make. Now we understand the love languages. I want us to talk about the mistakes we make, the blind spots that silently break marriages, because sometimes the issue is not demonic attack. Because I know as Bazalwane, we love saying, it's the devil, it's the devil. Sometimes it's just a misunderstanding. The devil is not fighting you at this particular time. It's just a misunderstanding. You don't understand one another. Sometimes it's not lack of love, it's lack of language. I sometimes find it hard to believe that you can ask a person to marry you without loving her. You can say yes to someone without loving her. You love one another. It's just the lack of language. You don't understand one another. Number one, the mistakes that couples make. Number one, we love people the way we want to be loved. You see, now we're going back in what I was saying. You remember I said not once, I think twice, I did mention that it's important to not do your love languages to your partner. Make sure you do his or her love languages. You learn her, you understand her. Not do what you love to see or loved to be done. Let her do that. Let her learn that herself. So the first mistake that we do, we love people the way we want to be loved. This is the biggest mistake. We pour our love in the way that makes sense to us, and then we get angry when it's not appreciated. You will say, my partner is not appreciative, he doesn't appreciate it all. I do this, I do that, I do this, I do that, but she will never appreciate. You know why? You're not doing what she wants. You're doing what you want. You're doing what you love, not what she loves. If your language in acts of service, you clean, you fix, you help, but your partner wants quality time. If your language is physical touch, you hug, you hold hands, you reach out, but your partner wants words of affirmation. You giving, but they are not receiving. And hear this. Intent does not equal impact. Just because I mean to love you doesn't mean you felt loved. I know it doesn't feel good, ne? Yeah, because some people have beautiful hearts. Really beautiful hearts. They try in all ways to show that I love my husband, I love my wife. But it's not just that. You're doing it the wrong way. You just don't understand her. You don't get her. Romans chapter 12 verse 10 says, outdo one another in showing honor. That means I must love you on your terms, not my terms. I must love you on your terms, not my terms. So when you are loving the other person, don't look at what you want, what you love, what you want to be done, how you like it. Look at how he likes it, how he wants it to be done, and do it accordingly. You are doing the word now. I hope we get this one. Number two, second common mistakes that we do. We assume our spouse should just know. He should just know that I want this. And when he doesn't understand, you are angry, you are fighting, you are just causing drama, but you did not communicate what you want. Don't assume. Don't assume. Don't expect your partner to read your mind. We assume they know, but they don't know. If you want attention, tell him you want attention. If you see that, okay, my partner now is struggling to understand how I want things to be done, say it. Tell him, tell her. If you want attention, communicate that. What we do, we assume they should know we need affection. We assume they should know what hurt us. But silence is not communication. Jesus always asked the question, even when he knew the answer, what do you want me to do for you? It's not that Jesus did not know. He knows, but he wants to hear it from you. He wants the relationships to have communication. Indeed, relationships require communication. So family, speak your needs. Say what hurts, say what helps, say what fills your tank. Your partner is not going to read your mind. I hope we get that. And number three, common mistakes that we do. We neglect our partner's love language when we are hurt. This one, when we feel disappointed or wounded, we pull back, we shrink, we stop giving love, we shut down, we distance ourselves. But hear me, love languages are not only for good days. They are not only for good days. They are needed, especially on painful days. So Galatians chapter 6 verse 2 says, carry each other's burdens, not when it's convenient, not when you feel like it, but even when you are tired. Love requires maturity. Your partner's heart needs consistency, not mood swings. They say women love to have mood swings. It's our thing. But yeah, it's true. But that is not right. We must correct that. The fourth mistake that we do, we expect perfect love from imperfect people. This one might sting. Sometimes we hold our partners to a standard only God can fulfill. We want them to be our healer, our comforter, our provider, our emotional oxygen. And when they fail, we call them unloving. But that is not true. Your spouse can love you, but only God can complete you. That is why it's very important when to people who are not yet married. When you're going for marriage, make sure that you are complete, you are 100%. Don't say I'm bringing my 50, my partner will also bring my 50. Psalms 62 verse 5 says, my expectations is from God. So release your husband or wife from the pressure of being your savior. Let them be your partner, not your God. And the last one, the common mistakes that we do as people. We fail to update each other's love language over time. Love languages can shift as life seasons change. What your spouse needed at 25 may not be what they need at 45. We grow, we evolve, we are introduced to new things, different things. A new mother may suddenly crave acts of love. A husband under pressure may shift towards quality time. A wife who feels unseen may move towards words of affirmation. Do you see where prayer plays a role here? When you pray, you become to be sensitive. You are sensitive in what your partner needs, in what your partner wants. People grow, seasons change, needs evolve. And so should your love. So ask your partner regularly, baby, what do you need from me in this season? The question alone can save a marriage. What do you need from me? in this season. That is your homework. Tomorrow morning, please ask your partner, or before you go to bed tonight, ask your partner, my love, my husband, my wife, what do you need from me in this season? That alone shows that I am loved, I am cared for, I am understood. Do you get what I'm saying? Let us quickly go to a song. We are coming back after the break.
Let Christ inspire your day. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, bringing the Word of God to you.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
This is Intimate Moments with me, Amanda Makabuka. It's a lovely it's a lovely show. I'm enjoying it. I love it. I know I've been saying this. I don't know. Maybe it's because I love laugh. Now, when we talk about laugh, I get excited. My heart just melts. Oh, another thing is, you know, this topic, it makes me reflect to go back in my early years of marriage, because it was kind of difficult for me to understand my partner's love language. From a person who has no siblings, grew up alone, you get what I'm saying. So it was difficult to express myself on what I want. Difficult for me. You get what I'm saying? Even more difficult to understand another person. Now, to have to put myself aside and put this person first and try to understand him and do things how he likes or how he loves them was kind of difficult for me. But the Lord helped me so much. As a wife, you have to be very prayerful. You have to have your closet. You have to build your altar as a wife, not with your husband. That is also important as a family altar. But you have to have your times just as a wife. Pray about your marriage. Pray about your husband. Pray to understand him. The Lord will make you very sensitive. You'll be able to understand how he's feeling now. Not saying that it's good to keep quiet and let your partner read you how you feel or whatsoever. No. Don't do that. But in some instances, you just quicken in sensing how your partner is feeling. You just call him during the day and tell him it's going to be fine. He did not say anything. Work was hectic. Business was hectic. It didn't. But you're just sensitive to his needs, to how he wants to be loved and how he wants to things to be done. So marriage survives when two people choose humility. It grows when two people choose understanding. And it thrives when two people choose love, the kind love of love, spoken in the right language. Hey, let us go to how to discover your partner's love language. We've been talking about how you must learn, understand your partner's love language, be careful of not doing your love language to your partner, understand him and all of that. Now I want us to discover your partner's love language. You're going to go through that. I hope you have your notebook because this show tonight. All right, now we move into one of the most important parts of tonight's show. Understanding the love language is good. I'm sure some of you, okay, were like, all right, you are talking about this love language thing and understanding, but how do I understand my partner's love language? It is very important. But knowing your spouse's love language is the game changer. It is the game changer. Because here's the truth. You cannot love someone well if you don't know how they receive love. You can only love them in the way you think is love. And that's where misunderstanding is. Arguments and hurt begins. So how do we discover it? I want you to listen carefully because these are practical, actionable steps that have helped hundreds of couples. Number one, observe what they complain about the most. Observe what they complain about the most. I want you to think, close your eyes and think, all right, my wife is always complaining about this. My husband is always complaining about this. Family complaints are not always annoying. Sometimes they are clues from God. Listen to what your spouse says when they are upset. Some things like, you never tell me how you love me. Words of affirmation. That says that I need words of affirmation from you. You never help me with the house. That says that my love language are acts of services. You forgot my birthday again. That says my act of love is receiving gifts. You are never here when I want to talk. The partner is seeking for quality time. You never hug me anymore. The partner is seeking for physical touch. Complaints are the voice of the heart saying, this is where I feel unloved. Do not dismiss complaints. Pray over them and treat them as a road map. This one, personally speaking, this is a testimony for me. It's one of the ways I learned my partner's love language. He was always complaining about this and that. But when I sat down and just thought about them and tried to correct what he has always been complaining about, he felt so loved. So write this down and make sure you do it. If you don't know your partner's love language, make sure you do this thing. Sit down and write down the things he always complains about. And try to do them. Don't be hard on yourself. One step at a time. Do one a day. And another day. And go on. Be consistent. You will see how he will appreciate. The partner that you're saying is not appreciative. Try to do the things that she's always complaining about. And you see how he appreciates you. Number two. Notice what they request. Sometimes your spouse will directly ask for what they need. They may say things like, can we have dinner together tonight? He wants quality time. Can you help me with the laundry? Acts of service. Leave me a little note or send a message. Words of affirmation. Surprise me with something small. Receiving gifts. Hold my hand when we talk. He wants physical touch. Do not ignore their requests. These are God-given signals about how the heart is wired. When you meet these requests, you are literally speaking their love language. Do you understand when we always say here on Intimate Moments that, now I'm talking to single people, that before you get married, you have a duty to understand yourself, understand your purpose. If you don't understand yourself, imagine now you are getting married. You don't know what you really like. You were always influenced. You like things that people around you like. You never sat down with yourself and got to understand your heart. Got to understand how to think, how you do things. You were always influenced by what you see. So So, going back on that, it's very important. Understand yourself before you get into marriage. If you want to get married one day, you're planning for marriage, understand yourself. Know what kind of a person you are. Know what kind of things you like. Know how you think. Know what moves you, what does not move you. Do you get what I'm saying? So moving on in how to understand your partner's love language, we have spoken about observing what they complain about the most. Number two, notice what they request. Number three, look at how they show love. This is very important. People usually give love the way they want to receive it. Watch your spouse. Do they compliment often? Likely words of affirmation. Do they cook or clean for you? Likely acts of service. Do they bring gifts, like little surprises? Likely receiving gifts. Do they want to sit down with you, talk, go for walks? They like quality time. Do they hug, touch, cuddle often? They like physical touch. This is not complicated. Bazalwane, this is not complicated. Love is a mirror. Your spouse is showing you their love language. If you only pay attention, just pay attention, you will get to understand your partner and you will do exactly what your partner needs at that particular time. The fourth one, ask questions and pray together. Don't leave this to guesswork. Mm-mm. Have a conversation with your spouse. Ask, honey, my love, how do you feel most loved? Communicate. What can I do to make you feel appreciated? When you always hear them talking about you are unappreciative, you don't appreciate. Ask when they are calm. Sit down, talk. What can I do to make you feel appreciated? You will hear. Even your tone is just touching his heart because you are asking this in love. You want to understand. You want to show him that you love him. Pray together. Ask God to reveal each other's hearts. Ask him to guide your words, your actions, your time, your touch, and your gifts. James 1 verse 5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him. So ask God for wisdom, not to manipulate, but to genuinely love the way your spouse needs to be loved. Ah, family, discovering your spouse's love language is like finding a treasure map when you understand it. You unlock doors to deep intimacy, strong connection, and a marriage that glorifies God. When you understand one another's love language, you understand love. God is glorified in that marriage. I want you I want to leave this with you. Observe, listen, ask, pray, and then act on what you learn. Do you get what I'm saying? Now we're gonna look at practical tools for each love language. We have spoken about how to understand your partner's love language, and I'm sure you got that. Or you want us to go back and see, write it down, observe what they complain about the most. You know what your partner's always complaining about. Notice what they request. Notice their requests. Can we have dinner tonight? Be sensitive to get the message. Look at how they show love. People are mirrors. I did say, love is a mirror. Your spouse is showing you their language. If you only pay attention to that, you'll get him. Ask questions and pray together. Now moving on to practical tools for each love language. Now comes the part where we take understanding into action. Now you have understood your partner. Now you must put this, what you understood, to action. Knowing your spouse's love language is wonderful, but if you don't act on it, is just information. You must be intentional. Be very intentional. Be practical and consistent. So let's go through each love language with clear, actionable steps that you can start doing today. Number one, words of affirmation. For spouses who primarily language is words of affirmation, this is what works. Speak life daily. Say, I love you. I appreciate you. I am proud of you. Leave little notes or messages, a sticky note on the mirror, a WhatsApp message during the day. Those are easy things. Nothing has to do with money here. I'm saying that because we're always complaining about, no, these things need money. No. We can have nothing, but still you can be able to show your partner in actions how you love them. So now we are speaking about words of affirmation. Complimenting. Notice the small things. You handle that situation beautifully, love. I love how you make the house our home. Encourage in public. Mm-hmm. Speak well of them to friends and family. Remember Proverbs chapter 16, verse 24. Gracious words are honeycomb, sweet to soul and healing to bones. So, for words of affirmation, words really do matter. Number two, acts of service. Now we are putting all what you understand to action. Remember, these are the love languages that we listed. Now, we are not just explaining them. We are asking you to put into action from what you have taken or what you have understood your partner's love languages are. We are at school today, tonight. So for those who feel love through acts of service, your actions speak louder than words. Take the initiative. Do something for your spouse without being asked. Don't wait for him or her to say, I am hungry now, love. Do something. When he comes home, husband, can I make something for you? Don't wait for him to sit down and say, yo, I had a rough day. I am hungry. Mm-mm. Don't wait for him to go to the kitchen and put his food to the microwave. Omnye mama Semdala, I heard her saying, even if your husband can come back at 12 a.m. when you are sleeping, you have to get up, go to the kitchen and prepare food for him. Don't just say, I am sleeping. He must make something for himself. Mm-mm. No. Help with chores, clean the house, prepare meals or manage errands together. Support during busy seasons. If your spouse is under pressure at work, step in to ease the load. Celebrate efforts. Notice and thank them for what they do, not just the results. 1 John chapter 3 verse 18 reminds us, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. Family services love in motion. Number four, receiving gifts. When we talk about this one, I did mention it before that we always we have to buy this. We see couples buying one another cars. We don't have that much now. I made an example of a suite. You can buy a suite. For those whose primary language is receiving gifts, remember, it's not about cost, but it's about meaning. A meaning behind. Give thoughtfully. Even a small gift shows I was thinking about you. Celebrate milestones, birthdays, anniversaries, or small achievements. Personalize it. Know their likes, passions, and favorites. Surprise them. A small token unexpectedly can speak volumes. John chapter 3 verse 16 shows God's heart is giving. For God so loved the world that he gave. So there is no love without gifts. Giving shows that I love you. Shows that I care about you. Shows that I am thinking about you. So family giving with intention in a tangible way shows love. Number four, quality time. For spouses who thrive on quality time, presence is everything. Plan dates regularly. Even short moments count. A 20-minute conversation can fill their emotional tank. Be fully present. Put away your phone, turn off distractions, listen with your heart. Create shared experiences. Take walks, cook together, or pray together. Make small daily connections. How was your day, love? How did you deal with that? With your full attention. Psalms 46 verse 10 reminds us, be still and know that I am God. Intentional time builds intimacy, and absence of it creates distance. So be intentional about making quality time with your partner. The fifth one is physical touch. You have understood that your husband or your wife is wants physical touch, is longing for physical touch. These are the things that you must do. Hug daily, morning, evening, whenever you meet. Hold hands. Walk together, holding hands, even at home. Touch during conversations. A gentle touch on the arm or shoulder expresses connection. Initiate intimacy. Physical affection outside of sexual intimacy is equally important. Jesus touched the blind, the sick, and the rejected, showing us that touch communicates care and presence. So never underestimate the power of touch to reassure, comfort, and love. I hope our love is revived tonight on intimate moments. I hope you are writing this down and being intentional about understanding your husband's or your wife's love language and put action into that. Love is not passive. It is active. It is intentional. It is strategic, and it is spiritual. Tonight, I want you to make a decision. Choose love. Choose to love your spouse in their language, not yours. Start small. Be consistent. Watch God transform your marriage. This what you always complain about. This what you are always fighting about. The conflicts that you are always having. It's just a simple thing. You don't understand your love languages. That's why newly married people, they like to fight a lot. It's because they're still learning one another. They're still understanding one another. So when they get to the point of understanding one another, not that they won't fight. They will fight. They will have conflicts. But it's much easier to walk the journey of marriage together because they understand one another. And every decision that they make requires you to understand one another in everything. In everything. Children decisions, school decisions, and everything. Church, everything requires you to understand one another. It will be a deal breaker for your marriage. If you understand one another, God can transform your marriage. Let us quickly go to a song. We are coming back just now.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets.
Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Intimate Moments. And as we come to the end of tonight's show, I want us to take a moment to reflect. We've talked about love languages, biblical foundation, common mistakes, practical tools, and how to intentionally love our spouses the way God intended. Remember this truth. Love is a choice, not just a feeling. And when we choose to love intentionally, in the language our spouses understands, we honor God, strengthen our families, our marriages, and bring joy into our homes. I want to leave you with this scripture, Ephesians chapter 4 from verse 2 to 3. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. This is how God designed marriage: humility, patience, gentleness, and intentional love. Now, before we go, let us pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this time, for every listener, every couple, every heart seeking guidance in marriage. Lord, teach us how to love you and how to love our partners. Show us our spouse's hearts. Give us wisdom to speak the right words, perform the right actions, and give with thought. Spend time fully and touch with care. Restore, O Lord, marriages that are struggling. Strengthen bonds that are weak. Bring peace, joy, and unity into every home listening tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That was Intimate Moments every Fridays from 10 till 12. It was a beautiful show. The Lord was here. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a blessed weekend. Sabonana Kwivik Isaiah from 10 till 12 Friday, Radio Pulpit.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.